unto the Lord. I am glad each one of you are here. We love you. We are glad you are on the call. This is Robin Wilson in New Jersey, and I am turning the call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Benita. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you too, Minister Robin. Good morning. My name is Benita, and I'm here in New Jersey. We welcome you to the Master's Call on Make a Joyful Noise Monday. Amen. Thank you for greeting and spiritually seeding us, Minister Robin. The Master's Call, the TMC family, welcomes you to the call. We thank you for joining us, and we wish you the warmest of kingdom greetings as we begin our morning. This morning is all about the Master, our Creator, our Father. We faithfully give God reverence and honor. The TMC call debuted October 25th, 2010, and our co-founders are precious ambassador, artist ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These two women of God had the seed planted to create the Master's Call, and we love them for that, because it feeds each and every one of us every morning, Monday through Friday. The mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The scripture we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The call starts every morning, Monday through Friday, as I said, Pacific Time 5, Mountain Time 6, Central Time 7, and Eastern 8 a.m. And you can email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. It's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. There you can send us a request to say that you would like to join the TMC family and become a prayer intercessor. We accept all praise reports and prayer requests at that email, and Minister Robin will get back to you on that. We have also on Fridays a special invitation that you can share with us after the Friday call. You can stay on the line and share your praise report and your prayer request, and you're welcome to do that. The website that you can go to receive the word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, it's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. There you can go and look at any one of the scriptures, hear it, download it, feed yourself any time of day. The Master's Morning Call was founded by the Desmond family. It is the common thread that connects many of us on the call. Artists International is a Christian-based, debt-free health and wellness company. If you are unfamiliar, please get back to the person that invited you to the call, or you can send an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com for more information. At this time, because we do love to worship our Father, we are going to open this call up in prayer, and I would like to bring one of our powerful sisters, who I'm so glad got back home safely, back from doing what she does so well, and we love her so, our songbird. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
I can, sister.
Praise the Lord. Happy birthday, LaShawn. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day that you have made, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, that we are able to get up, to wake up, Father, to be in our right mind and in a safe place, Father. We just thank you for being who you are, and we thank you that we know whose we are, Father, that we belong to you, O God. So right now we command the morning to line up with the heavens, Father God. We declare your glory, Father God. We are victorious, Father God, and we walk in victory, Father God. We are the first and not the last, Father God, because you are the beginning and you are the end. And we just thank you, Father God, for keeping each and every single one of us and allowing us to come into this new day, Father God, that you have made, where we say we are going to make a joyful noise unto you, Lord. And we're going to serve you with gladness, Father God. We're going to come before your presence with singing. We know that you are our Lord, and we will serve you, Father God, until eternity rolls, and you call us to be home with you, O God. I ask right now, Father God, that you would continue to bless the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray that you would continue to increase in their life, continue to give them strength, Father God, and continue to edify and nourish them, Father God, in your word, O God. I lift up the founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family. I pray, Father God, as they had went out to Houston and California this past weekend, that the vision and that the things that they said, Father God, will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Father God, I pray, Father God, for the messenger as she would come this morning, Dr. Vanessa. I pray, Father God, that you would just allow her to speak, Father God, and you would speak through her, Father God, for as she has emptied out herself and surrendered and submitted to you, Father, we know that you will flow through her in a magnificent and mighty way, O God. So we dedicate ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you, that you would continue the transformation that has been started in each life, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. These things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, and it is done. It is all well in 2012. Amen. Back to you, Minister Bonita.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. As our minister Tiffany just stated, you are in for a treat, for we will bring forward the message and the messenger, one of our very own, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Some of us call her Spoon. Some of us call her Mother. Some of us call her Mentor, Sister. Oh, my God, she's got so many hats, and she is such an empowering woman. She is doing so many things for so many of us. Many of us on this line know her. If you don't, you are in for a treat. I suggest you sit down if you're able to, buckle up your spiritual seatbelt, get prepared, because you will hear from this woman of God. We are on a series of give, gesture, intimate, valuing everyone as you take your transform, restore, inform, prepare trip. So to that, I am going to bring forward a woman that I truly love, that I have grown to appreciate as she stretches me, my very own Mother Eagle. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that sweet, endearing welcome and introduction, Miss Benita. I so love and appreciate you as you continue to be stretched and soar to higher heights. Good morning to our entire Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you for pressing through this morning to come on the line. There is a word from the Lord, and just excited. I tell you, God is really doing so much in us as we're turning the curve and coming on toward that home stretch. You know, I've been watching the Olympics and track meets, and shout outs to all those as we've been praying for the success and the safety of the Olympics 2012. We're coming in the home stretch of our trip, of our transform, restoration, strategic information, and getting prepared for that purpose on our Transform 90. We've been aligning with our company, Artists International, with the Transform 90 of the health and wellness products, physically and feeling emotionally good. We've been striving to make sure we line up spiritually on this journey. And I tell you, as we go through the trip, as we submit to the process, we're allowing God to do some awesome things in us and through us. And right now we've been honing in on the process, the preparation, should I say. And so today I'm going to come from an extremely familiar passage, but I think from a different angle of insight, as God has revelated it to my heart. I definitely want to share it with you. And as I ministered to our flock yesterday, I was just getting nuggets from the throne where I'm just really excited and encouraging you to take notes, because as the deep things of God call out to the deep, He is really preparing us for this strategic time and season, that as we complete our journey, as we've written down our seven things we're believing God for, as we're getting the testimonies of people seeing the breakthroughs, the birthing of things we've desired for so long, we want to be able to sustain and utmost maintain what God gives us. So I'm going to start within the series cap of our Transform 90, again, the transformation, the restoration, the strategic information for our preparation. I want to talk about the voyage. You know, it's a journey. It's a pilgrimage from the vision through the valley to the victory, from the vision through the valley to the victory. And I want to come today from the 23rd Psalms. And again, everyone, most of us, if you've been in church any period of time, I remember as a child being raised in our Baptist church where we were taught in Mount Corinth there in Hempstead to learn as children the 23rd Psalm, and at home being reinforced to quote it daily in our lives. And a little surprised when I meet adults who are like, well, we were never taught that, or even the hymns of the church. But this is a foundational, pivotal Psalms, the division of the 23rd Psalms. A little backdrop as we talk about for the voyage from the vision through the valley to our victory. We're on a trip, and we plan to arrive safely, secure, and successful. See, many scholars believe that the 23rd Psalms was probably written while David was at Mahanaim, wondering how the battle was between his forces and those of his son Absalom during the civil war caused by Absalom's rebellion. And of course, David was grief-stricken and heartbroken. This is his child in an open rebellion. It may have been the darkest hour of his life, and this is where he penned these beautiful words: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I wonder how many people have been comforted and strengthened in times of sorrow and bereavement and heartache by these immortal words, and even through our stretching to endure this trip through the process. And so we're going to go through some principles for this voyage. And I don't know if we're going to get through today, but that's all right. You know, we'll be back again to complete it, because I want to take time and make sure we're chewing on the meat of the word to bless us, because we want to be holistic on the inside as well as the outside. We want to be looking good on the outside, but we want to be spiritually strong on the inside. That 23rd division of Psalms starts off again with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The NIV says, I lack nothing. Principle number one, God is our shepherd and our source. God is our shepherd and our source. See, God is our Jehovah Rohi, R-O-P-H-E, our guide. That means our leader. He's our protector and our provider throughout this journey. We decree no lack in our lives. Now, the devil is an equal opportunity lender. He does not show any favoritism and will attack anyone and everyone, especially believers. So it's up to each one of us not to accept lack in our lives and not to get our faith and our focus off, but to keep our eyes focused on the hills, as Psalms 122 tells us, focused on the hills to which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. God works through people, but our source, our shepherd, our guide, our protector, our provider is the Lord. And too many times we look toward a person, a source, and when often God shuts that door, we're bewildered, we're overwhelmed, we don't know what to do. Oh, but remember today, God is our shepherd and our source. See, it's up to us not to accept lack in our lives. The Word of God declares, and we all know it in Philippians 4:19, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus," as Paul was writing to the church at Philippi. See, the real battle often begins in our mind, not to settle, not to allow the devil to deny us the blessings, to deny us the benefits, and definitely not to allow him to deny us the abundance that God wants us to have. David uses, I shall not want. See, that word shall, that's a decree, that's a command, that's an announcement to all of the heavens, to all of heaven and all of hell, that no fiery dart will keep me from walking in the abundance. But I've got to remember that the abundance, the vehicle, God is the source. So I won't be upset or swayed when folks don't do what I think they should do, or when a direction that I thought I should go, the door is shut in my face. Got a little broken nose because I was so sure I was going to go through it. If God allows that door to be shut, look to the window, because I lack nothing. I shall not want. God is our source. Instead of spending more time crying and whining to folks and begging folks, talk to Daddy God. Talk to Abba Father. Remind him he knows what you have need of, what I have need of. Get our eyes back on the shepherd and keep our eyes focused on him so that we can then know we shall lack no good thing. All that second verse says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Principle number two, allow God to bring his prosperity and peace. Allow God to bring in his prosperity and peace. Remember, he's your guide. He's that shepherd. He's leading you. He will lead you to that place of prosperity and peace. You know, the homegirl subheading was, drama-free is what he desires us to be. Mm-hmm. Drama-free is what he desires us to be. See, there's some things worth noting in this beautiful Psalms, in this verse too, in the King James Version. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The key word here is the word maketh. Sometimes the shepherd has to make the lamb to lie down in green pastures. Oftentimes the lamb would not stay in the fold. He would leave only to be sought and brought back to the fold by the shepherd. Then again, he would leave, and again he would not stay. So finally, for the lamb's own good, the shepherd would take his leg and gently break it. I wonder how you gently break it, but gently break it, forcing the lamb to lie down in green pastures. Now, the lamb cannot stray. He must stay close to the fold and to the shepherd. We've often seen these pictures of Jesus walking and the lamb he's carrying, but the rest of the story was where that lamb kept straying, he had gently broke his leg and brought him back to his correct position. Oh, you hear the prophetic alignment here. For some of us right now on this journey, you just got your leg gently broke and he's carrying you back to get in your seat for the trip so that you can finish and be prepared for the purpose. So he had to bring us back. We got distrayed, we got strayed, and we got distracted, and we got disoriented, and as sheep, as the little lambs, he had to bring us back. How often God has to really do this same thing to us? Why? Because he wants us close to himself. We know we stray. He pleads with us to return. What do? Selective amnesia. We go and stray again. So finally, to keep us close to him, he has to break our leg or to cause some sorrow or heartache to come into our lives. I know that Rex was some of y'all's theology, but we are his sheep. And what is he doing? He's making us to lie down in green pastures. Let me remind you, remember, how many times do we call every prayer line, every prayer warrior, every prophet we know, every mother of a church when we're in crisis, only to stray back to bad habits and hobbies when the crisis is over? Gone on and saying amen or oh me. Every church was full after 9/11 out of fear and being terrified and overwhelmed. But time caused many to stray back to old habits and lifestyles not centered around the Lord. This is so powerful in our lives. Many times when God is trying to bring us back, all he needs us to do is just repent and turn and come back to that place and that position to achieve purpose. But we'll be distracted and attracted to the wrong things and stray like that little lamb for him to simply have to gently break our legs so that we get back in purpose and can't run, can't go no further. Some of y'all feel like you're under Holy Ghost arrest. Your leg just got gently broken. That's all that happened. See, also, there's another angle to look at the green pastures and beside the still waters. Green symbolizes peace and prosperity. See, green, I often teach a class on colors, how to interpret your dreams and your visions. And green is in the middle of the color spectrum. There's seven basic colors, and it sits right in the middle with three emotionally to the right and three that are symbolic of the purple, the blue, and on the left. And the green is in the middle. And it means that that's where the healthy balance where exists. The green is showing growth, prosperity. Well, even in the midst of our storm, God allows us, when we allow him to be our source, our guide, our provider, our protector, he shows us how to keep the peace of God so we can hear clearly. You've heard me often teach on this line. When all hell is breaking out in your life, it is so important you guard your peace. You get those emotions under so that you can hear the direction, so you can hear the instructions of God. Well, how do I do that, Dr. V? Because I'm so upset. Ah, that's when you open your mouth and start worshiping God and drive out the own anxiety and the heart hyperness in your own self. That's when you lift your hands, even with tears streaming down your face, and remind God, I trust you. I lean not on my own understanding. And you're quieting your own emotions so that you can grasp the peace of God to hear the purpose from him and him alone. See, sheep are animals that are sensitive to still waters. He didn't just say any kind of waters. He said still waters. And remember, God calls us all through Scripture his sheep. See, God knows that the enemy does not fight fair, but God knows how and where to lead us in this maze of life through being in the world but not of the world. I know some of y'all are going to get a little offended again, but I don't want to just step on your toes. I want to gently break your leg this morning so we can all get free in Jesus. See, sheep, amazingly, are considered to be one of the dumbest animals there are. And they are animals, why? Because they're easily swayed. They're easily led, often in the wrong direction. Wow. How often are we easily led into things that we know better, that contradict all we believe in? Yet we're easily swayed from truth. Why? Because we're fleshing out. That Romans 7 and 8, I keep telling you to read both of those chapters, where we let ourselves be emotionally led, or as the Word of God says, for Paul says, that you're letting yourself be carnally led instead of being spiritually led. That's why we needed this spiritual transformation 90, because we don't want to get our Coke bottle figure back and then be crazy. We don't want to be all healthy on the inside and then apply it to principles that don't line up with God's word. Come on, let's just don't say amen or oh me. See, we're often easily led when we don't stay rooted and grounded in the things of God like those sheep. And so we can be swayed from the right path, from God's ordained straight and narrow. All we're talking now about from the voyage. We're going from our vision through the valley to the victory. In verse 3, he restores, NIV says, refreshes my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for whose sake? His name's sake. See, he restores my soul. He's our source. He leads me. He's our source in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Principle number 3, strive to abide in his presence. Strive to abide in his presence to receive his anointing and his assignments. Strive to abide in his presence. I've often taught about practicing his presence, evoking his presence, so you can receive his anointing and his assignment. I'm going to stop there and pick up right there our next time together. We're talking about on our trip, because we're going to arrive there safely. We're going to fulfill this purpose. We're going to be transformed through these 90 days and come out better than we ever thought. For the voyage, from the vision, through the valley, to the victory. We seal this word in our hearts to see this simple prayer in the midst of it all, that God is our source. God is our source. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Miss Benita.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Dr. Weatherspoon. God is our shepherd. Allow him to a drama-free life. Amen. Strive to abide in his presence. You will want to listen to that again. So go dial 712-432-1085, and it's the same pin that you dialed in for this call. Go back and listen to that, those three principles. Be prepared to take some notes and come back to the call to listen to Dr. Weatherspoon. Finish that up for us, that series. So we want to, as we open our call in prayer, we close our call in prayer. So we will now bring to the line one of our very own whom we love so, so much. That's our Minister Willa. Are you there?
Yes, Minister Benita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Please close us out.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you so much for the message we have this morning from Dr. Vanessa. From our voyage, for the voyage, our vision through the valley into the victory. Father, because we know that we don't go through anything alone. We know that you are there with us from the very beginning, and you know what's going to happen in the end. So we thank you, Lord, that even though there may be some turbulence along the way, hallelujah, we know that you are there to lead and guide us because you are our shepherd and we are your sheep. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Lord, for the message she brought this morning. Now, Lord, give her a double portion of your blessing in Jesus' name. Pour back virtue into her, Lord, and we look forward to the rest of the message. Father, we thank and praise you, O Lord, and we rejoice this morning with the people who are on our prayer list, Lord, where Angela, who went to her family reunion, and Joni, who invited 10 people to this call this morning, O God. Father, we thank and praise you for Kaylon, who was successful in the golf tournament, Lord, and for Tiffany. Oh, Lord, you told us in your word that you will supply every need, and we just know that you did that this weekend for them. Father, we also lift up those who are on our prayer list. I call it the Blessed Be Well list. For you told us in Exodus 23:25 that when we worship the Lord our God, that you will bless our bread and our water, and you will remove illnesses from us, Lord. So we're trusting and believing that you are removing that illness from Ellie Diggs and from Papa Preston, O Lord, and for Papa Weatherspoon and Miss Josie, O Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for bringing healing to Christine Martin and to Lee Duffy, Lord, and to my Aunt Mary Cross and to Effie Mae Powell. Lord, we thank you for the 92 years that she is celebrating, Lord, and we bind the chemical of carbon monoxide out of her lungs in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you that she is made whole. Father, we thank and praise you that you have already healed Linda Collins and Louie Mae James, Father. We thank you that your word told us in Psalm 30, verse 2, that, Lord, my God, when we cry out to you for your help, Lord, that you will heal us. Lord, we thank you for the precious promises of your word. Father, we thank you for touching Evangelist Gwen Beatty's body, Lord, that you have already healed her, Lord, and we thank you and praise you for the manifestation of that healing. Father, and then all the other people who are on the prayer list, Lord, those that we've prayed with before, Lord, we continue to lift them up. We pray for the healing. Now we give you the praise and the glory for the manifestation and for the healing that they have experienced. Father, now we call out and thank you for each and every person who is on this call this morning, that the word that went forth has already transformed us as we are on this journey. And we continue, Lord, to look forward to sharing this with someone else. For we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you so much, Minister Willa. As Minister Willa mentioned, we are still on our campaign for our evangelist baby, www.fillabottlesavealife.
fill a bottle and save a life. Go to that website. Any denomination would be helpful. She's one of our very own. Remember, be that minister in the marketplace. We are the frontline prayer warriors, and we do better together. We will hear you on the call tomorrow morning. My name is Benita, and I'm in New Jersey. God bless you all. Bye-bye for now.